Luke 15, the Bible said, and he said, verse 11, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portions of goods, watch this, that falleth to me. I won't let you know that down at the Father's house, God's got some things set up for you that sure will fall down and bless you real good. Isn't it a blessing to have a heritage in the family of God that good things will fall right down to you? He divided unto them, watch this, and it's amazing. I want to tell you, we've got a God that's a living, not dying today. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, took his journey to a far country, and there, underline that in your Bible, and there, here's a big word that destroyed the things that God had allowed to fall his way and wasted his substance with riotous or loose living. When he'd spent all, there arose a mighty famine. Underline this, it stuck out to him in that land. He began to be in want. And this word appears again. He went and joined himself to a citizen, there it is, of that country. And sent him into the fields to feed swine. He would fain or gladly have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. No man gave to him. When he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I'll say unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hires. Can I tell you there's nobody in the building worthy to be called his son? I love this. He arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, ran, fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight. I'm no more worthy to be called your son. But the father said, Now the Baptist wouldn't have said it. But the Father said. And we better let that stick in our hearts at Liberty Baptist Church. It ain't what other folks say, it's what God said. But the Father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe. Put it on him. Put a ring on his hand. Shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf. Kill it. Let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He is lost and is found. And they began to be merry. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you and we ask you in Jesus' name today that you'd help us in the Word of God. Thank you for the songs that have been sung. God, I thank you for this missionary family that's here today that has a burden that you placed upon their heart. I pray, oh God, you'd let their goings be easy and you would do that for them that only you, our great God, can do. We want to pray for our brother Tracy this morning as he lays in rest that God, you'd touch him and you'd help him. And I thank you for this folks that's come to lift up your name above all names this morning in song. Thank you for our church folk, God, and their kindness and their attentiveness to your house. Help us now to preach, to be a blessing to the people this morning. I pray you do things in our heart that only you, the Holy Ghost, can do. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask you, amen and amen. I want to preach just a few minutes out of verse number 12 this morning. The younger of them said to his father, give me the portion that falleth to me. And I want to preach on this subject, down at the Father's house. Down at the Father's house. Now you'll notice there's a letter about the Father's house. The Bible said, verse 11, a certain man had two sons. We see the description, a certain man. I want to say there's nobody like this man. He's the God man. I sure am glad that he is my father. And down at the Father's house, there was a letter written about the Father's house. Can I tell you that John wrote about it? He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in the Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, then I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I'm glad there is a letter from the Father's house. We see this letter has a description. It was a certain man. Let me tell you, there's a lot of people be good to you, but there's nobody like this man at the Father's house. We see this letter, it has a description. Secondly, it has a distinction. He had two sons. Isn't it amazing that one can be so different from the other that's raised in the same house? It reminds me this morning, in the family of God, there is diversity. God's not looking for robots, and God's not looking for Jack in the Box. God's looking for you to be who He called you to be. Some folks cry, some folks shout, some folks are loud, some folks are quiet. But I found this, the best we'll ever be is who God made us to be. So there's diversity in the family of God. There's a description in the family of God. And then notice this, there's a declaration in this letter. He said he had two sons. As they sang this morning, I'm glad that I'm a child of the King. Let me tell you, in 1961, in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, I was born into the Bowman family. But in 1981, down at Sandy Flat Baptist Church, back over behind this pine thicket, Brother David, I was born in the family of God by the Spirit of God, and I'm glad He is my Father. We see there is a letter at the Father's house. Then notice, secondly, I want to say, there is lots at the Father's house. He said in verse number 12, the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portions of goods that falleth to me. Now I want to say about these the lots at the Father's house. You'll notice in verse 12 there are goods. I'm going to tell you what, I love being around the Father's house for His goods. I love the tears that He gives me. And I love the burden that He gives me. And I love the comfort and the security that He gives me. Honey, there's lots of goods around the Father's house. It don't take you long to look around how good God's been to you this morning. Do you remember before you got in the family of God, you had nothing but, honey, the day the Holy Ghost put you in the family of God, He put something in you, and now we're full of goods of the grace of God this morning. I love being in the Father's house. You'll notice there's a letter of the Father's house, but there's lots at the Father's house. There's lots of goods. And then he said, there's lots of grace. He said, Father, give me that falleth to me. You know, it does matter who you're under this morning. Can I tell you, when you're under Him, He's got some things set up that only He will allow to fall your way and my way. And I sure am glad there's lots of grace at the Father's house. You just think how good God's been to you to let things fall your way that He had set up for you. I'm reminded of the widow woman in 2 Kings 4. And there fell a day. Let me tell you, God's got them things set up for me and you this morning just because you are part of the Father's house. Now, there's lots at the Father's house. There's lots of goods. God will be good to you. If you don't belong to the Father's house this morning, I can tell you, God bids you to come in this morning. You'll notice the lots of the Father's house. There's lots of goods and there's lots of grace. And I want to say there's lots of goodness. He says it falleth to me. And if it would just sink into you one day and realize that God's not interested in numbers, but God's interested in individuals. Can I tell you, God allows things to fall to you on purpose this morning. It's no accident that you've been blessed. I can tell you this, I know what I had out yonder and I know what I got in yonder. Amen. I'm telling you, God's been real good to me. My wife got up this morning, brought the two girls, and I got to thinking, the goodness of God that leadeth thee to repentance. If it wasn't for the goodness of God, Brother Lee, we'd be headed toward a devil's hell today. But the goodness of God allowed you to know His Son. And I sure am glad there's a letter of the Father's house. There's lots at the Father's house. But then thirdly, I want to say this morning. I seen this yesterday. And there's a law at the Father's house. Now you'll notice in verse number 12, the Bible said, and the younger of them said, Father, give me the portion of goods that fall to me. Divide them as living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey to a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. See, there's laws at the Father's house. There's laws about living. And then there's laws about leaving. God will let you leave the Father's house. Wouldn't that be a blessing once you got saved, put in the family of God, that He would anchor you into such a way that your flesh should never let you act crazy? But honey, let me tell you this morning, when He saved you for eternity. But let me tell you something. The Bible says, beware your sin will find you out. Your sin will take you places and God will let you go there. There's laws at the Father's house. He'll let you mind Him or He'll let you not mind Him. We're not robots. But I can tell you one thing about the God of this Bible and the God that lives in me. When I get way out yonder, I'm like that little boy flying that kite. They said, Johnny, your kites went plumb out of sight. He said, yeah, but it's still a flying. He said, Johnny, how do you know it's a flying? I can't see it. He said, no, but it's a pulling back on me every now and then. I'm glad I've got a God. When I get way out yonder, He pulls back on me. Hallelujah. Oh, there's laws at the Father's house. There's a law about living. I don't know why people would want to stray away from the Father's house. There's nothing like living at the Father's house. As I was raised with my dad, that was some of the best years of my life. I never worried if they was going to have a meal on the table. Even though a little boy brought the clothes down the road that I could wear, I never really worried about what I was going to wear to school because I was in my Father's house. Can I tell you this morning, child of God, if we'll just stay around the Father's house and not get out there in loose living, you'll have more than you can wear, you'll have more than you can drive, you'll have more than you can eat, because it ain't nothing like being down at the Father's house. I love being around the Father's house. And so you'll notice these laws at the Father's house. That's a law about living. It's a law about leaving. It's a law about learning. In verse 17, the Bible said this when he came to himself. Now, it takes some longer than others. Let's preach another night. I was preaching over there with Moses when he said, "Lord, let me see your glory." He said, "Well," he said, "there's a place by me." He said, "You'll stand up on a rock." I got to thinking when I was preaching. Right now, at nearly 56 years old, I'm just now, Sister Peggy. Brother Lee, I'm just now starting to sort of come to myself. Just to realize how good. Let me tell you what, when you come to yourself, it'll be dangerous to you, folks that's sitting beside you. When you come to yourself of how good God's been to you and what the devil had for you, but what God wanted for you, when you come to yourself, you'll scare your neighbor, friend. Let me tell you, it's still all right to raise your hands toward heaven and say, "Thank you, dear God." It's still all right to run in an old-fashioned altar and say, "Oh, God, thank you for how good that you've been to me." I wonder this morning, have you ever come to yourself? Now, I want to say, there's a letter about the Father's house. There's lots at the Father's house. There's laws at the Father's house. I want to say something. You'll notice this, and I had this little thought about it. I've never thought. Look in verse 13. I told you he went to a far country, and there, verse 14, when he spent all there, watch, verse 15, he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. You know what was going on that dawned on me yesterday in reading this simple text? When you leave the Father's house, you're going to work for somebody else the rest of your life. And this world will abuse you. He left the presence of the Father's house, and the world consumed him. And he began to labor around the hog pen, and he worked for somebody. Nobody's helping me this morning. He worked for somebody else for a long time. Somebody asked me the other day, said, "Do you miss Pepsi?" I said, "No, I don't." I said, "I'm working for the best boss that I've ever had." "Brother Adam, I don't like working for somebody else. I love working for the Father's house." You'll notice when you go to working for somebody else, they'll just get all of what you got. It's all about them, but not down the Father's house. Because down at the Father's house, it's all about Him. So many people, they wander off because God has laws. He'll let you wander off, but you'll find yourself living the rest of your life for somebody else. This morning, I'm glad there's a letter
from the Father's house.
I'm glad there's lots at the Father's house. I told Renee last night, we'd come in, we went down to the grocery store in Carrollton. Renee picks up the grandbabies a few days a week. They all come in the house. You know, the first thing they want, and the first thing they throw their little book bags down in the floor and they get to hunting snacks. Friend, they'll clean everything you got up. You hear me? Miss Peggy, she had a half a buggy of Funyuns and Munchos and Doritos, Little Debbie cakes. Somebody say amen. I was pushing that buggy through there, Brother Randall. I said, honey, we're living the best days of our life. When the children's around our house and we're enjoying the goodness of God, why would you ever want to leave the Father's house? Oh, I love being where the Father's at. Nothing like being where the Father's at. I want to say today that he worked a long time. I don't know how long he worked, but he worked long enough till he come to himself. I wonder today, are you ready to come to yourself? As long as you're out there and away from the Father's house, folks are going to abuse you and misuse you. Young ladies, I don't care what he tells you. I don't care how pretty he is. If he don't love God, leave him alone. There's laws at the Father's house. Notice this, verse 18. There's longings at the Father's house. He said, verse 18, I will arise. He must have been pretty low. I will arise, and he knows where he could go. I'll go to my Father. You know, there's something about God that I've noticed that's like nobody else. He always welcomes you back. You know, the devil will accuse you, but God don't accuse you. God woos you. Come. Come, for now all things are ready. The devil will accuse you about what you've done and where you've been and who you are, but God don't accuse you. The Father always welcomes you back to the Father's house. Too many of us have done things that we're very ashamed about, but we better realize something. There's laws at the Father's house. God will allow us to go places that we shouldn't go. We have responsibilities. That's why I want to keep myself around good people. I don't want to run with sorry people. I'm too sorry myself. For long, I get on a sorry track. I need good people around me. I need to go out with good people. I need to hunt with good people, fish with good people. Oh, aren't you glad that the Father will bring you back? There's a longing at the Father's house. And about this longing, he was longing for the Father in verse 18. He was longing for the family. I don't know why people will get out of church and stay out. Looks like they would be longing for a family. I do this and I do it on purpose. I believe in neck hugging. I believe in squalling. Matter of fact, if some of y'all would cry and let your head leak, it wouldn't swell near as bad. Amen? If you'd enjoy the goodness of God, let me tell you, I believe you got the longing for the Father. I believe you got the longing for the family. I can miss here a Sunday or two, but let me tell you, honey, I get the longing for the family. I love being at the Father's house. You say, preacher, I don't like all that loving and hugging and handshaking. Well, stay to yourself. I'm going to tell you this morning, there was a longing. Brother Mike, I believe there was a longing for the Father. I believe there was a longing for the family. And I believe it was a longing for the fields. He said, Brother Tim, said the hired servant, said, they sure are doing good. And look what I got. Said, I'll just go and work back in Daddy's field. Let me tell you, working in Daddy's fields ain't so bad. He grows some wonderful things. He does some plowing. He does some things that people don't know. I love working in the Father's field. It's a field of harvest, and it's a field of holiness. It's a field of happiness, and it's a field that only fills my heart. Some of you God may call to be a missionary. Let me tell you, you'll never go wrong working in the Father's field. He was longing for the Father. He was longing for the family. He was longing for the field. Not only was there longing at the Father's house, there was a looking at the Father's house. The Bible said in verse number 20, he arose, came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. You know why he saw it? He is a looking for it. Let me ask you something. I've often wondered where the wife was. You ever wondered about where the prodigal's mother was? A lot of things the Bible's never let us in on, but I wonder, as this boy was gone, I want to remind you something before I quit preaching here this morning. The Father's always looking at His children. I don't care how far out you go. I don't care where you go. You'll never outrun the eye of God. Because He's always looking. I don't care how far off you are this morning. God's a look in your direction. And what some of you need to understand from this old country preacher this morning, God's a look in your way because He wants to help you. Not hurt you. But He wants to help you. Brother, I want y'all to come sing me a song this morning for invitation. I'm nearly done preaching. If y'all come on, get ready to sing me an invitation song, if you would. I'd appreciate it. Thank you for your kindness. There's a looking from the Father's house. And then I want to say there's a loving from the Father's house. I hear a lot of people say this, if them was my children, I'd tell you what I'd do. But you know what I done found out raising young'uns? You don't know what you're going to do. I've heard folks talk real big, brotherly. Oh, if there's my young'uns, I'd throw them out in the road. Would you? See, there's a loving at the Father's house. Daddy had a saying so true. You listen, boy, everybody knows how to handle the bear till they get a hold of it. I've heard people say, well, if they did this, you better never put a price on something. Because the devil will be sure that he'll put the price. Now, some of you say, well, I'm going to serve God as long as my wife does. You better not put a price on it. I'm going to serve God as long as things are healthy. What if they ain't healthy? I'm going to serve God as long as my bills are paid. What if they ain't paid? There's a loving at the Father's house. I felt like this boy a few times in my life since I've been saved. I done had everything wrote out on my hand what I was going to tell him in my altar. God, I've done this and I'm sorry. And God, I wish I hadn't done that and said that and done this. There's more preaching than the morning to me. I may have told you, but about loving your enemies and forgive those that despitefully use you and pray for them. But lately, there's a man up preaching the other morning. God really helped my heart. He is so honest. And you know what? A preacher, unless he's honest, he can't help people. He said, I was praying in my altar, and a man that abused me and misused me, and I prayed that I could forgive him. And he got up, and this is what he said. He said, God, I prayed for him that you'd bless him, but I didn't mean it. But I wish you'd move in my heart so it could mean it. It spoke volumes to me. When I come back to the Father's house, I'd have all my plans wrote down, and the Holy Ghost would interrupt me, and He'd just say, "Ken, I love you. I'm glad you've come home." Can I tell you, there's laws at the Father's house. He'll let you get way out there, but you always remember this. He'll bring you back if you want to get back. Do you want back today? I want to ask you something. Are you tired of working in somebody else's field? Has it ever dawned on you this world will misuse you and get all of it out of you and just throw you right away, but not Jesus? There's a lesson at the Father's house. Brother Mike, He loves His children. He longs for His children. And Brother Tim, remember, as I read earlier, said He divided unto them His living. He lives for His children. What some of you got to realize is you've never had a father like this God. He lives for you. He wants to be good to you. He wants to help you through life's struggles. Some of you got struggles this morning. I wonder today, do you need any help? Maybe you're here and you've never been saved. Can I tell you, this Bible says that you're saved by grace through faith. And you can get in the family this morning if you want to get in. This is what I want you to do. I just want you to mind your heart. If God spoke to you anyway in this service today, I want you to come around and talk with Him about it. While our brothers and sisters sang this morning, I want to open this altar up. Whatever you need, you come this morning. Trust God with that in your life. Maybe you're here and you just want to say, "God, thank You how good You've been to me." There's a lot of goods at the Father's house. While